The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the boogeyman. And I'm coming to get ya!
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope. I am your host, former Dirt Sheet writer from Sports Kita, Ringside News, The Daily DDT, The Sportster, and The Richest. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and this is the 2025 WWE releases. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to talk about all of those superstars who were released by WWE this past weekend. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Akam and Azar are no strangers to being released by WWE, as September 4th, 2020, they were released from their WWE contracts, as they had been with WWE since NXT in 2016. Now, they are a former NXT Tag Team Champions, and they are a former one-time WWE Raw Tag Team Champions. Now, at the time of their first release, they were just Seth Rollins' enforcers. And it was September 4th, they get released. This is in 2020. Now, they didn't do anything for 2 years when it came to the independent scene. But in May 2022, there's two people known as the Legion of Pain announced the launch of their professional wrestling promotion, Wrestling Entertainment Series. The promotion's first event was booked for June 2022. It was delayed until July, until it was canceled. The promotion stated that several wrestlers wouldn't appear as the reason, where Nia Jax and Aiden English, who were also booked on the show, criticized the promotion. But according to a report of Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful on August 30th, 2023, the Authors of Pain had been re-signed with the WWE in 2022 to the return of a prior Vince McMahon as the chairman in January 2023. And they were in the internal travel list as of May. They had returned as part of a stable joining Karrion Kross for the Final Testament. Now, they appeared on WWE SmackDown New Year's Resolution attacking The Pride, Bobby Lashley, and the Street Profits. The two stables would fight at WrestleMania 40. However, for some reason, the Authors of Pain just do not catch on, and as of February 7th, 2025, Akam and Razor, along with their manager Paul Ellering, were released from their WWE contracts. Now, there's always that question, will they go anywhere? TNA, NWA, OVW, AEW, Ring of Honor, so on and so forth. And they were first released the first time in 2020 and didn't do anything for 2 years. So, my honest opinion is highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. I would say that for Akam and Razor, and I hope I'm right, I would probably say this would be a retirement thing for them at this point. You know, you've been to, you know, the top of the top twice, and sadly things just didn't work out for whatever reason. I do wish them the best, but for a second time, the Authors of Pain have been released from WWE. Ladies and gentlemen, the next release was Cedric Alexander. Cedric, in his 8.5 years, he had actually tweeted it out that he had been released. And within those 8.5 years in WWE, he was a WCW. He was in the WCW Cruiserweight Championship Tournament in 2018. He is a former WWE Cruiserweight Champion one time. He's a three-time WWE 24/7 Champion. And he is a former one-time WWE Raw Tag Team Champion with Shelton Benjamin. He's also won a Slammy Award in 2020 for Trash Talker of the Year as the Hurt Business shared with Lacey Evans. Now, when it comes to other media, Cedric Alexander made his video game debut in WWE 2K18, which he also appears simultaneously in 2K19, 2K20, 2K22, because there was no 2K21, because 2K2020 was so bad, 2K23, 2K24, and I believe he is making an appearance in 2K25. Now, what exactly happened to Cedric Alexander? Well, Cedric was set to team up with Asante the Adonis, and I'm not exactly sure what happened there. They had picked up victories over Pretty Deadly on dark matches on SmackDown. They appeared in promos together. And then they joined the NXT brand. And them teaming together seemingly had stopped. It was a quiet split. And then Adonis formed an alliance with Javon Evans, acting as a mentor. I don't know what happened here. Things were honestly going pretty good for Alexander on NXT. He had faced Ethan Page, even though, you know, Page crushed his hand with a toolbox. That was back in December. He faced him again January 28th. Granted, it was a losing effort. It was also his last match in WWE as February 7th. Alexander announced his official departure from WWE, ending his 9-year tenure with the company. If you want my honest opinion, Cedric Alexander would fit in great in AEW with the Hurt Business, but then there's that issue that he is married to Big Swole, and Big Swole had a lot to say not only during her time, but literally right after she had left AEW. It wasn't good. But that's probably the best spot for him, because the Hurt Syndicate's there, formerly known as the Hurt Business in WWE. And this next one, ladies and gentlemen, does suck, because Carl Anderson just had surgery and is injured. The next was a tag team, and it was the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows. Now, I've had them on the show before. You can go back and listen on youtube.com/perched on the top rope. These guys have, you know, they've been everywhere. Literally everywhere. They were first put together in 2013 in New Japan Pro Wrestling, part of the Bullet Club stable. They made their way to the United States, working Ring of Honor, various independent promotions. You know, they made their way into TNA Impact, had a brief stint with AEW Wrestling while part of Impact. And, of course, they have now had two stints in WWE. They first joined WWE in 2016. And their first run lasted 4 years until 2020, when, you know, they were reunited with AJ Styles. And they were known as the OC, meaning the original, the official, the only club that matters. And, man, I don't know what happened in 2020, but they literally had their contracts renewed after receiving many offers from other promotions. And Gallows and Anderson were still released from those contracts. And it's been cited that it was due to budget cuts resulting from COVID-19 pandemic, which would end their four-year stint with the company. Now, the two landed on their feet very fast, ended up in Impact Wrestling. Like I said, worked All Elite Wrestling in 2021. They returned to New Japan Pro Wrestling in 2021 to 2023. That's right. I said 2021 to 2023, but in 2022 to 2025, they did return to WWE. And of course, they made their return with AJ Styles as the OC, as Styles was feuding with the Judgment Day. During the 2023 draft, Gallows and Anderson were drafted to the SmackDown brand. They ended up on NXT. I don't know how, but they were released February 8th from their WWE contracts. Now, they have had a illustrious career. But when it comes to WWE, they are a former two-time WWE Raw Tag Team Champions. And folks, our next is Blair Davenport. Now, Blair started her career in 2016. She had stints in World of Sport, World Wonder Ring Stardom, What Culture Pro Wrestling / Defiant Wrestling, Progress Wrestling. She even wrestled in AEW from 2019 to 2020. And she wrestled in New Japan Pro Wrestling until 2021. And then she signs with WWE, joining the NXT UK brand, where she is renamed. That's right. Blair Davenport wasn't her original name. So, you know, she went by Bay Priestley, but now she's Blair Davenport. She's in WWE, NXT UK, and regular NXT, of course. You know, so when NXT UK dissolved, a bunch of the NXT UK people went to NXT UK. Seemed to do pretty good in NXT, was thriving pretty good. Her very last match was a match at Spring Breakin' in a beach brawl between her and Lola Vice, to which Blair Davenport lost her final match in NXT, and she was called up night two of the 2024 WWE draft, where she was promoted to SmackDown. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, just like it goes, when you go from NXT and you get that main roster call, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Unfortunately for Davenport, it did not work out. She was released February 7th, 2025. Her last televised match was November 22nd, 2024 on SmackDown, where she lost in a first-round tournament to crown the inaugural Women's United States Champion, in which we saw Chelsea Green win the championship. My honest opinion here, she's not with Will Ospreay anymore. Those two dated. She's married now. So, can I see AEW working out? Maybe. Can I see New Japan working out for her to go back to?
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Absolutely. Time will tell. You know, again, not every wrestling star is going to end up somewhere. Man, oh man, you want to talk about a release? This next one is Giovanni Vinci. Now, this one's not a shock. But things were thriving for Giovanni Vinci when he was part of the, at the time, he was with Imperium, Ludwig Kaiser, Gunther. Well, long story short, on April 22nd, 2024, an episode of Raw, after Kaiser and Vinci lose to the New Day, Kaiser attacked Vinci and kicked him out of Imperium. A week later, night two of the WWE draft, Vinci was drafted to the SmackDown brand in the supplemental draft. Now, August 9th, there's these new vignettes airing of Vinci returning to the brand, reverting to his singles character from NXT 2.0 back from 2022, which is this arrogant, rich kind of character. Basically, an Italian Alberto Del Rio. Now, Vinci has his return match on the SmackDown brand, losing to Apollo Crews in 3 seconds. You heard me right. 3 seconds. The man is rebranded and he loses in 3 seconds. Well, 2 weeks later, he loses again to Cruz, attacks Cruz after the match, and that was his final television appearance. So, months after being inactive, February 8th, 2025, he is released from WWE, ending his 8-year tenure with the company with a 90-day no-compete clause, which will expire on May 8th. Now, according to Uncle Dave, Dave Meltzer, it was reported that Vinci was to be repackaged again into a rich Playboy character prior to his departure, but it never came to fruition, which, you know, we kind of saw that. Things aren't going good if you're having your repackaged debut on SmackDown and they have you lose in 3 seconds. I'm not going to lie. Whoever did the writing on that, they did him dirty. Folks, this one hurt me a little bit. I love a good ginger snap. Elza Dawn. Now, she tweeted, from NXT UK's White Witch to Raw's Bad Bitch to ... See you in 90 days. So she announced her own release. Now, when it comes to Elza Dawn, she started her career in 2013. Now she's from Scotland, if you couldn't tell by her accent. Trained by Killian Dane, Malachi Black, and Mikey Whiplash. She joins NXT UK in 2018. However, she made technically her debut on an episode of Raw. She wrestled under the name of Stacy Coates, losing to Asuka in a squash match. And she later competed in the 2018 Mae Young Classic Tournament as well. And that's when she competed as Elza Dawn. She was eliminated in the first round match to Nicole Matthews. However, her career would flourish in NXT UK and in NXT, especially when she formed the Unholy Union with Alba Frey. Such a great tag team. So much so that the two would be called up to the SmackDown brand. And right away, they're confronted by, at the time, the WWE tag team champions Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. And when it came to the 2024 draft, both Dawn and Frey were drafted to Raw after being on SmackDown. And June 15th, 2024, at Clash the Castle Scotland, the Unholy Union defeated Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships in a triple threat match, making the Unholy Union the second female tag team to have won the WWE and NXT Women's Tag Team Championships. However, they did lose to the former champions at Bash at Berlin, and unfortunately, Dawn was released on February 8th. However, she seems to be in high hopes because she tweeted out, "See you in 90 days." And there's one thing I do want to add. Elza Dawn probably had the coolest Panini 2024 card in the WWE Panini Select series. Just look at that thing. Like, all the cracks and everything with her face. It just looks so freaking cool. Anyway, I'm a card collector, so thought I would just share that I thought that she by far had the coolest card in the 2024 series with Panini. And coming in next, ladies and gentlemen, is Electra Lopez. She is the daughter of Puerto Rican wrestler Jose Rivera. She's competed in Ring of Honor. And she began in WWE when she made her debut on an episode of NXT, losing to Lacey Evans. So, how did we get here? Well, she was just on Friday Night SmackDown, by the way. Literally just on SmackDown. And on January 30th of 2024, I don't want to talk about that. But, I mean, she was just on SmackDown literally saying that we'll see you next week, referring to her and her tag team that, you know, she's managing, which was Umberto and Angel Garza. Now, her release, I mean, it's shocking because she was just on TV, but I also believe that they even stated why she was released, which had to do with her performances, which was kind of shocking to me. But she's already commented on this, saying, "Heard any good news lately? No? Well, make it quick. I've got a packed schedule for the next 90 days. I don't really know what to say about this one. I guess there's not much to say. But, you know, she did not... You know, she was more of a manager, really, at this point. But Hey. As they say, best of luck in your future endeavors. So, folks, this last person, Sonya Deville, is not a WWE release, but they're not renewing her contract. WWE decided to not renew for whatever reason, which is completely weird because she has been part of a faction with Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark known as Pure Fusion Collective. I don't really understand why they wouldn't renew her contract with, you know, that going on. However, her contract's not being renewed. She's done well for herself. You know, she's a one-time tag team champion with Chelsea Green. And she won a Bumpy Award as the best dress of the half year 2021 with Seth Rollins. You know, she also has appeared in other media for WWE, which, speaking of other media, prior to her release, earlier in the day, she was actually out doing media interviews for WWE. But she's appeared in other media, as in the WWE video games, as she was a playable character for the first time in 2019. She was also part of the 2020 WWE game 2K Battlegrounds, 2K22, 2K23, 2K24, oh my. And most likely part of 2K25, because it's going to be too late to take her out of the game. So, these are everybody who has been let go. Me personally, I'm shocked at some. Like, Sonya Deville shocks me. And even Electra Lopez shocks me. Just for the mere fact they were just on TV. So, Sonya Deville will not have a 90-day no-compete clause, which, by the way, fans, they are paid during that time. Just so everyone's aware, they are paid during the time that they are not, they're not just sitting at home, you know, not getting paid, folks. You know, just so you're aware. But yeah. You know, it sucks. It shouldn't have happened. You know, this shouldn't have gone down the way it did. But this is how these things go. This is how it is. We've known this for a long time. At least ever since I can remember with, you know, the internet anyway. This is how I found out, you know, certain stars were let go. Is you would go to the dirt sheets and you would read about it. But anyway, fans, this has been another episode of Perched on the Top Rope. Make sure you like and comment on this video, hit the bell, make sure to subscribe to the channel, and make sure you go and like us anywhere and everywhere on social media, as we are not just youtube.com/perched on the top rope, we are also a podcast. Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it, we're there. It's Perched on the Top Rope. We are on Facebook with over 18,000 following. It's Perched on the Top Rope. Facebook.com/perched on the top rope. You can find us on X at Perched Top Rope, because Perched on the Top Rope is just too long. We're also on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. You can also find us on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope. We are on Twitch at twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope. You can also find us on, oh God, there's so many forms of social media now. We are on that blue sky. It's Perched on the Top Rope. And fans, go back and watch all our interviews, unboxing videos, card breaks, and more on our YouTube. Because after all, fans, spoiler free's the way to be. I'm out.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First Bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO free. It features key mom to baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.